This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 27th June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel remains warm and pleasant. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are experiencing clear skies, making it a great evening to spend outdoors. Meanwhile, Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze, perfect for a night stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that the United States plans to invest $130 million into Lebanon as part of a new framework deal aimed at Hezbollah disarmament. Also, according to the Times of Israel, Israel and Lebanon have signed a framework agreement for a minor IDF withdrawal after 4 days of talks in Washington, D.C. Also this hour, JNS informs that the U.S. has struck Iranian military sites following a drone attack on a commercial vessel in the Strait of Hormuz. Separately, the Jerusalem Post discusses how Trump's regional realignment is sparking debate over U.S. support for Israel due to the recent U.S.-Iran ceasefire. And finally, JTA reports that Lebanon and Israel have signed a framework agreement to end hostilities mediated by the Trump administration. Here's what people are saying online. Ariel Oseran, a regional correspondent, reported just minutes ago that the IRGC's Navy claims to have attacked U.S. military locations in retaliation for U.S. strikes on Iranian targets. IL Red Alert posted earlier today that U.S. strikes on Iran, in response to the drone attack on a cargo ship, have now concluded. Alex Plitzas, a defense analyst, commented today on the historic agreement between Israel and Lebanon, highlighting steps to disarm Hezbollah, which he calls a terrorist organization. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the new framework deal between the United States, Israel, and Lebanon, as reported by Ynet, the $130 million aid package is part of efforts to curb Hezbollah's influence. This deal includes a trilateral oversight mechanism. However, there remain doubts about Hezbollah's willingness to disarm. The outcome of this deal could significantly alter the balance of power in Lebanon and the wider region. Turning to the Times of Israel's coverage of the Israel-Lebanon agreement, after intense negotiations in Washington, Israel agreed to withdraw from two areas beyond the South Lebanon buffer zone. This move comes after an earlier U.S.-Iran MOU nearly derailed the talks. The withdrawal is seen as a significant step towards reducing tensions between the two countries. Meanwhile, JNS reports that CENTCOM launched targeted strikes on Iranian facilities after Iran attacked a cargo ship. These strikes targeted missile, drone, and radar sites. This action follows increased Iranian aggression in the Strait of Hormuz. The strikes could escalate tensions further, impacting regional security and international shipping routes. Turning to the Jerusalem Post, the regional realignment under Trump is causing debate over U.S. support for Israel. The U.S.-Iran ceasefire deal, along with recent comments from officials, has raised questions about shifting American policies in the Middle East. This could lead to a reassessment of alliances and strategies in the region. Finally, JTA highlights the Lebanon-Israel framework agreement mediated by the Trump administration. Secretary of State Marco Rubio emphasized that there is still a lot of work ahead. This agreement aims to end hostilities and could pave the way for a more stable future in the region. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reports that Shikun and Binui is expanding its real estate operations with 1 million square meters in development across city centers. Separately, Walla Business features a discussion on building sustainable companies, with experts sharing insights on long-term business strategies. And finally, CTEC notes that the UAE has reopened trade with Iran while simultaneously investing in infrastructure to bypass the Strait of Hormuz. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 3 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.